Good evening, everybody. We are on Monday night. It's the main class. We learned from Mishkan Israel. I want to thank Hashem for sustaining us, that we can keep broadcasting every week. I want to thank my wife. I want to thank Onik Shabbat, the Shirt organization, and Torah Anytime, that make everything available and make it happening. And I want to thank everybody for coming, everybody for watching. We are in Mishkan Israel. We are in a page Tet Zayin. So we learned last time, we continue from last week. The continuation of last week is Isur Letzaer Ishto B'Miniyat Ona. You're not allowed to make your wife sad by limited her with the Ona, with the unity between the husband and wife when the monthly come. So now we are in the middle of the page, on page Tetzayin. Geder alav miniat tzar arichuk. How to bound, the love, when the Torah says not to, you are not allowed to get close to your wife, to unite with your wife. How much is, and how much you need the, how much is sadness to the wife, the separation between the husband and wife. That means, if we are trying to understand, we have in a month 2 weeks of unity, 2 weeks of separation. So to be able to unite, we need to know how to separate. If a person knows how to separate, he will know how to unite with his wife. Geder alav miniat tzar chuk. That they come to tell us that the person not allowed to make his wife sad. A person not allowed to make his wife sad. And how much is the limitation that we supposed to sustain for the wife not to get sad? So, כפי שמתבאר, love the law יגרה. The Torah say, it should not limit it. אינו על קיום השיעבוד, אלא הזרה מלצער את האישה על ידי הרחוק. They said that the person not allowed to limit himself to his wife. It is not, we are not talking about that the person, how much he's supposed to be a slave to his wife, or a person how much he's supposed to give in to his wife. The thing is that the person should not limit his wife. That will be that she is not going to get sad with any reason from the distance that he keep from her. But then נבין את גדר האיסור שכתב הרמב״ם. From here we're going to try to understand, when the Rambam wrote this limitation, what does it mean? אסור לאדם למנוע את אשתו מעונתה. A person cannot limit his wife. When the time of unity comes, he is not allowed to limit his wife from to get close to her husband. אם עבר ומנה כדי לצערה, if he come and he pass and he come into the point that he make her sad, avar belo ta'ase, and he pass in the things that not to do. Kol mi sheisa bat Israel, every person that he married a Jewish lady, שלא יענה אותה בדבר מאלו הדברים. Is not allowed to make her suffer, or God forbid, to limit her from those things. שאר כסות ועונה. That means that he need to give her clothing, shelter, and the unity with her husband. And he need to, we put it in the three different security. One is security, we have emotional security, financial security, and physical security. Al tzad ahava v'atzar, that he is not going to limit her, that she is not going to come into a pain and sadness, God forbid. V'hine la'anan navi et ha'mefurash barambam, שאין עליו תלוי בכוונת הבעל לגרום לצער. That the limitation is not coming to explain us that the husband is here to cause any sadness to his wife. וכן הסברה נותנת שהרי אין זה כלב של הונאת דברים שכל עיקרו שלא התכוון לצער. אלא עליו בא לקיים בפועל את צורת הנישואים ולמנוע צער ממנה. וכמו שנאמר, כל שהיא מצערת, מה לי, עם כוונתו שתצטער. So, we are talking about that the husband, he have no attention to make his wife sad. That's the reason that they are not talking about the love here, that he is not cherished with her, or not give her, or taking away from her things. That the main thing that we are here to try to understand that the husband was not, he didn't mean to make his wife sad. And that's the reason the love, the limitation come to explain the husband. את צורת הנישואים, that means the shape, the way he's supposed to sustain his marriage. And all the thing about the marriage is to limit it. The possibility that, God forbid, the wife will get any sadness in her marriage. וכמו שנאמר, דר וכל שהיא מצטערת, מה לי? That means that the lady getting sadness, what is to do with me? She gets sad. That means, if kavanato letzara, if his intention is to make her sad, this is one thing. But if she gets sad and he did not do anything about it, aval kedel letzara ba lefarash et geder ha'isur. When the lady got a bit getting sad, he come to prevent us from getting to this limitation. She no over ella imana באופן המצ...